Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, testing. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Testing, 1, 2, 3. That's good, it's working. I'm not sure it's working yet. Testing. The recording should have started. Welcome back. I don't know if you can see the slides. That's the problem. Testing. This is a new mic. Welcome back to the course. Let's say there's been a hiatus of almost a month and a half now, but I have realigned the course, and the second kickoff is to ensure that we can make it to the end of the course and you are able to, with ease, pass the exam, which is on June 8th, so I get started right away. I say the title of the course is Social Technical Assistant Enabled Crime. This is the second kickoff. As I say, they changed the room here, so it's interesting. What we've done during the hiatus is to reevaluate the course in terms of the subject matter and for the students, and considering that all of you are off-campus students and have experience in many in police and law enforcement. So we've taken away this second objective of the course in tacit knowledge about selling parachutes to the Wright brothers. That has been removed from the course. And a lot of the literature on innovation and social technical molding has been removed. This has not affected the reading that you've done so far. And I just want to reiterate that even though that we've had this break, I don't consider this as a major hurdle for you right now. I will modify. But at the end of these lectures, or lecture, you should be able to explain in social technical terms what is a common level root cause analysis behind a crime such as shoplifting and internet cybercrime. As I said before, I will repeat it again, is that what's interesting from a scientific perspective when it comes to the phenomenal cybercrime is what is an invariant, what is not changing, what do we know about criminal behavior, and also what is new when it comes to cybercrime. Is there anything new in this phenomenon? The fact that crimes have been committed in the past are interesting, and of course, and what we want to see is what can we take from the past in order to apply to the present, and is this anything new? This slide is very important. I'm going to be sending out the slide package to you all. So we repackaged, and we have between 6 and 8 recorded lectures. All the lectures will be recorded. We plan to have a lecture on the 3rd, the 20th, oh, the 3rd of April, the 10th of April, the 24th of April, and the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So we'll be repeating, and we're having a recorded lecture every week. You won't necessarily be required to watch every week, but it's a good idea to keep up. Second, we continue the online labs, and the tentative dates, and I'll be sending out the idea is that you should, between now and the end of the course, have attended 2 of these labs. These are the dates, so I'm hoping that these dates will work for all of you. So the notion is that I will send out a doodle call asking which of these, and your idea is when you get that doodle, you should mark in which of the 2 of the sessions you can attend. The labs, to a large extent, are to help you understand your assignment and to start working on your assignments, which is 49% of the course grade. And I explain in this kickoff what the assignment is, and to help you prepare for the exam. Ideally, we should have 3 to 4 individuals in the lab. I will even run labs if necessary for individuals. So this, you and me, could be discussing the lab itself. As a whole, it's better if you can work as a team in this. But you can see when you get the doodle calendars. The assignment, I'll explain later, will be due on the 6th of June. And the exam is actually scheduled for the 8th, not the 6th, as it says there. I'll correct that. The teaching method will be these recorded lectures, which will be talking mainly about theory. And I've changed it now so you would only have to hand in 1 case. And I'll explain later what I mean about the case to hand in. And we'll cross out having this case to deal with selling parachutes to the Wright brothers. That's been the major change in the course. The assessment will be this individual project report. We will have the individual exams, which are 4-hour exams, or 2-hour exams, sorry. Each part must be passed. There are some students in the course that have passed the hand-in from last year, and now they're retaking the exam. The exam is scheduled for the 8th of June, and we will have discussions on the exam questions, both in the labs and presented in these recorded lectures. The written assignment, which will be due the 6th of June, is to perform a social technical root cause analysis of a cybercrime. Your job is to select your own cybercrime, and the selection can be a difficult process, and we will discuss the selection process, because it's easy to find a cybercrime, but it's hard to find a cybercrime where there's enough information to do a good enough social technical analysis. And I repeat that word, good enough, since I'm well aware that given the time frame and the availability on information when it comes to cybercrime, there would be a lot of blanks that you have to fill in. This exercise has been done. I can give you past exercises of some other courses, and
so you can get an example of what we're targeting. The report will be between 5 to 8 pages, and it should be referenced, et cetera, like an academic paper. And I give you some examples about the reference requirements, et cetera. In the next lecture, or in the next lab, actually. I think it's better to discuss this in the lab. The material in the course I've changed from my original plan. I've taken away a lot of the heavy theoretical discussion of social technical modeling and tried to replace it with more of an experience-based approach. There are some theoretical aspects in the course, but and these I will review so that it will not be a hinder to apply social technical theory in practice. For the next lecture, which would be on the 2nd of April, and for the lab, these are the reading assignments. In the reading material, which is in kickoff number 1 folder, kickoff, it says all, you see a folder that says reading. You have the reading called IT Insecurity, a Social Technical Approach. And in that, for the lecture and the labs, I'd like you to read chapters 6 and 13. Also in that reading, there's Building a Theory of Social Technical Fraud. And finally, there's an old paper that one of my doctoral students and I wrote called ICT Crime Case Autopsy. Again, all this reading, whatever, is supposed to help you give you the background and review the ideas about how you do a social technical analysis. You also have a folder called Cursive Reading, and these are some of the more theoretical type approaches, even though the title doesn't sound theoretical. It is a very theoretical paper, but it's looking at sex, lies, and cybercrime surveys. What we see in the field today in cybercrime, but also in criminology, we have not really developed enough statistical models to actually analyze and understand criminal statistics. Although there's some that believe that that's all there is, and I know some criminologists who basically are applied statisticians. In particular, which can be, they've built up these theories over a long time now in criminology, but in cybercrime, we're seeing how some of these theories, these statistical theories and the application of statistics, don't do justice to it. Now, it's confusing in a sense. I'm sorry about the blackboard. Say this is a system I'm getting used to, like all the different systems are changing because of this merger. Right now, all the readings are in one folder. I will set it up and divide it later. The way the folder looks is that you go into the kickoff folder, you have something called reading, and in that you have these files that you're supposed to read. In particular, so what I want you to really focus on to some extent is the chapter 13 in the reading, where I bring up the concept of victimology. I think in the first lecture I wanted you to read chapter 13, and for some it was a bit of a jump. That's why I'm going back to it again. The notion, of course, is it's built on the study of victimology and crime prevention. And it has to do with the background where we studied computer crime cases in Sweden way back in 92, and we divided up, and that was the basis where social technical theory was formed. And in the end of the chapter, we're testing it. There's an appendix in it, and I would like you to jump to that appendix. And that is part of lab 2, where we will be looking at, in this case, I have an example of an old case in Norway where the Java was causing a lot of bank fraud ID, a bank ID fraud. And that's clearly where there was an operational weakness in terms of when you do a social technical analysis, why the crime was committed. So please take the time to go through Chapter 13 and the appendix in particular and look at how Lab 2 is connected to that. So this is what we're going to be going through in Lab Chapter 13. In this case, we're going to be looking at the old ARPANET attack. And I say, when you're reading that, think about how you can find articles about crimes that you can do a social technical analysis of. That's all I have so far. I'll be sending this out again. I'm looking forward to a restart on next Monday. We'll have a lecture. There will be the lectures will be divided up into small 45-minute lectures. And some days it'd be 2 45-minute, and some lectures would be 1 45-minute, depending on the material at hand, and depending on how well we progress with the labs. And of course, your selection of the cases. So I apologize for this hiatus. I hope, as I say, I will do everything in my power to make sure it does not affect your ability to pass the exam on the 8th of June, and I'm available for any information. Going back to one slide, I think it's important here. On the evening of the 7th of June, I will have office and Skype hours available. I know that many of you really start focusing at the end of the course. But that being said, also, if you ever want to have a Skype session or have an individual discussion about the course, please feel free to send me an email and we will schedule time to discuss the material one-on-one. All right, looking forward to the start on April the 2nd. I hope this recording works. It's always difficult to deal with this new technology, but I'm sure that with patience and endurance that we will be able to all meet our learning objectives. Thank you. That is the end of this kickoff information.